Coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our report from Coffeyville Friends of Animals, brought to you this morning by Magnolia Scents by Design. And joining us on the line, we have Becky Barnhart. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Hope everyone's enjoying spring. It's here.
It officially is here, so we can actually say that legally now. So
well, we can. That is good.
So, hey, what has been going on at Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and how are we doing?
We're doing great out there. We've had, I get to talk about a couple adoptions this week. That is always so much fun because sometimes it's a little slow and we don't have those adoptions, but we had a beautiful little kitten named Garfield. It slipped my mind for a minute. Garfield, and Garfield was adopted this week, and she's going home to a lovely, lovely home. We've had a couple of other cats that were adopted, but I think I've already talked about them. They were with us, a little bit older cats, so it's always kind of fun when these like year-old cats get adopted. We also had an adoption of a puppy, and his name is Jojo. And I know I have mentioned that Jojo was adopted before, but this is Jojo's third time. And it made me think of something that I kind of want to bring to everybody's attention. Nothing that Jojo did was his fault is why he was returned. It's more people, just like when, you know, they say there are not bad dogs, there's bad owners. Well, it's kind of that way, and it's nothing that someone meant to do, but it's when you bring home a new puppy or a new kitten or even a full-grown animal, it isn't going to be an instant fit, an instant, oh, this is the wonderful life type thing. There's a period of adjustment, and that's what happened to Jojo. He's a puppy. He's rambunctious. He's energetic, and, you know, they always don't know the limitations. So the previous times, he was introduced to another dog in the home, and it wasn't done maybe with as much patience and timing as it should be. So therefore, it wasn't working out, and they brought him back, which that's okay. I mean, it does happen. But it made me think there is a kind of a rule out there that you can look up on your internet, and it's called the 3-3-3 rule. And it's when you bring home a new pet into your home, you can kind of expect 3 days of the puppy. And this is more for dogs, feeling a little anxious, being a little nervous, and just a little overwhelmed. And that's a normal reaction. So like 3 days, give them a little chance just to kind of mellow out and make that adjustment. Then 3 weeks, there's a three-week period that they talk about. It's a settling in period. And you can kind of begin a little training with that. You can start your bonding. But again, it's not going to be just everything's perfect at that time. And they indicate that 3 months long, then you've got your next three, which is the 3 months, and you're going to start building that trust, the bonding you will have with that pet. Again, you can do more training. You can start that socialization with that pet. And it just, it's a period of time that you need to allow for everyone in the house, whether it's pets or children or other adults. Let everyone have a period of time of doing some adjusting. And my advice is to look it up. There's some nice charts out there I saw that kind of give you even some tips on some of the things that you can do. So as I said, when you bring home that pet, it's not going to be just, and maybe it will be. I mean, I hope it is. I hope it's just an instant fit and everything's wonderful. But if it's not, remember, there's adjustment going on both sides of the fence, the animal's side and the adult and the parent side or the new owner side. So anyway, I just kind of wanted to bring that to everyone's attention so they didn't think, well, she's talked about Jojo before. Yes, I have. But this was just a perfect time to indicate that sometimes adopting a pet isn't just the day you bring them home.
Sure.
It goes on.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. It's always good to have, you know, a plan in place, things kind of ready, and just those expectations that, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be exactly probably the way you imagine it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Especially if there's other pets in the house or children, you know, the food bowl can be an issue. The toys can be an issue. The children's toys can be, you know, the puppy might think, oh, I got all these toys, and they actually belong to the child. So, yes, there's a lot of things to consider, and we're more than happy to talk to people and help them through this adjustment, too. They're out there by themselves. So speaking of some wonderful dogs that we have and cats, we had two cats surrendered this week. I'll start with the cats. Kind of cute names. The lady brought them in. and they are litter box trained. They are very friendly. They're probably, oh, maybe 6 to 8 months old. One of them's name is Bruce Wayne, and it's a male, of course. And, well, I guess both of them are males. And the other one's name is Twinkle Sparkle. And I think those are very unusual names, but it showed that she really was trying to, you know, she cared for them, and she did a good job of training them and then bring them into the shelter. So if you're interested in them, they are a gray and white in coloration. They're very gentle. Bruce Wayne is a little bit darker in color, but it's that calico, pretty, pretty color. We also still have Tablet. Tablet's been with us. She's a female, about a year old. And we have Mo. And Mo is a beautiful, he's a male. He's a black and orange calico. We've got some very, very nice cats. They're not tiny kittens, but they're also not probably adults yet. Just good, good-looking kittens and cats. So come check out our cats. We've gotten in some animals this last couple of weeks that they're now ready to be offered for adoption that I think are just super, super sweet. The first one is a little dog, and we think it's a Chihuahua Jack Russell mix. It's a little female. We think she's about 4 years old. It's a kind of a sad story, why she came to us. Her owner had passed away, and they didn't, I guess she was in an apartment, and so it was, there was no other family around. So they went in to do the health check that they do, and they found the little dog. She's healthy. She's fine. She's with us now. We've named her Dixie. She's white and gray and black in color. Oh, she probably weighs maybe 10 pounds, 12 pounds. She's small. Her face is on Facebook if you'd like to look her up, but she would make someone an absolute fantastic, perfect lap dog, inside dog. She's still young enough. She loves to play. We had her out last night at the shelter, and she was playing with a squeaky toy. She's playing with the ball. So she's still got a lot of energy. She's not old by any means. She's still got a lot of energy that she'd be a fun pet to interact with you, but she also loves to sit on your lap. We also had a black lab that came in, and he is a 5-year-old black lab. He's a pure lab. His name is Colonel. He was surrendered. The owner needed to leave town and just could not take him with him. So if you're looking for a black lab that is full blood, come check out Colonel. He's an excellent dog. We also have Toby, who is a younger. Toby's only 6 to 9 months old, but he's also, we believe, to be pure, and he's a beautiful black lab, and Toby's wonderful. He's still got a lot of puppy in him. So two very, very nice black labs being available. Lily is a border collie. She is so sweet. I'm guessing her weight to be about 25, 30 pounds because I pick her up and carry her, so I'm kind of knowing my weight limit here. So I'm guessing she's 25 to 30 pounds. Very, very gentle. She's very quiet. We think she's about 8 months old. Female, black and white in color, very pretty. She's also featured on Facebook. We have some dogs that have been with us for a while that we would like to remind people their adoption fee has been covered. And so it would be a free adoption, and that's Curly and Rex. Snickers is a reduced price of $30, as is Brownie, a $30 adoption, and that is because they've already been spayed or neutered. These dogs have been with us for a while. They're great dogs, just haven't found the right connection. So please, again, Facebook pages, we've got great videos going on. Blue Boy is kind of new. He's a 2-year-old gray pit bull. The other new one to our list, it would be Chubbs, and that's the dog that Matt found, and he's doing well at the shelter. No one's come to reclaim him, so we're going to go ahead and put him up for adoption. He's a great dog. He's a very nice dog. He's a little hefty, so we called him Chubbs, but he's a sweetheart. Grumbles is our 4-year-old grumpy old man. He's a talker. He's not grumpy. He's just a talker. Champ, I don't believe I've spoken much about Champ. Champ is a Mastiff mix. He's 3 years old. He's beautiful. He's stout. He's strong. It would take someone with some muscles, not because he's mean, just because he's strong and would probably pull you on the leash. That's just some of the animals that we've got available. There's others. Please go to Facebook and check them out. Needs this week, we're needing dog food, dry and wet. And I noticed, Isaac, one of our local stores the other day, and they've got their bleach on sale. We always need bleach, so if someone would like to pick up some bleach for us, that's great. Cat food, we're great. We're great with good cat food. We've got wet and dry for our kitties, but our dogs were running a little short on the dry and canned. Wonderful donation came in yesterday. Just fantastic. These lovely people come in almost on a monthly basis and just bring us a wealth of donations. And I think Danny put it on Facebook to show what a great donation it was. So we thank that family very much. You can also see a picture of our little gal, Goldie, that is our new shelter dog. She's featured there. That's kind of one of the first times we've kind of introduced Goldie to the public, because everyone knew about Tucker. And so we feel like Goldie's going to – she's got some big paws to fill, but we think she's on her way. So it's great. We are open 7 days a week, Saturday and Sunday. We're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. Monday through Friday, it's 1 to 3. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the Waterway Treatment Plant.
Okay, Becky. Well, that's a great update. Lots of stuff going on. Hope folks can stop by and check out all the things happening at the shelter. And we appreciate you bringing all of that to our attention here this morning.
Well, thank you. And we look forward to having people come out this weekend. I think it's going to be a nice go by the farm show. That's always fun. We enjoy it. We always stop by and go through that. That's a fun event. And sounds like a wonderful thing going on at the Midland Theater. So
yeah,
lots of things to do this
there
weekend.
Sure,
yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Are you going to be
lots
stopping by the farm show, do you think?
Well, it will probably be Saturday, because Friday we're going to be out of town, but Saturday we're going to come by and just do a walkthrough. So I'll say hello.
We'll see you there.
All right. I'll see you, James.
All right. Thanks. You so much, Becky. Appreciate it. That's Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We get to talk with Becky each and every Thursday here at this time. Of course, this report brought to you by Magnolia Sense by Design. Hey, if this a bit of breaking news here. If you are in the area of North Buckeye, Crestwood, Cortez and Columbus Avenue, you may have noticed that your power is out, and Coffeeville Municipal Light and Power has been made aware of an outage in that area. Linemen are on location and estimating repairs to take up to 2 hours or so. So probably within another hour and 10 minutes or so, they'll hopefully have that power back on. So anyway, so you know, the city and the municipal Light and Power is aware of that outage, so we'll continue to keep you updated on that. More Open Line is straight ahead here on KGGF.